Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do, and if you decide you don't want to continue to take it at some point in time, it's even easier to unsubscribe. And it works like a charm. We've got it automated. It's an absolutely safe unsubscribe, a safe subscribe and a safe unsubscribe. We've got all the technology. We've got an ironclad privacy policy that absolutely... there's no quarter about whatever you give to us stays with us. And when you're ready to leave us, then you just take your stuff with us and with you and have a good life. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, jbsba.com. Ryan Levine is our guest. He's Vice President of Product Development and Risk Management at a company called Destiny Health. And he's here to talk to us about one of the most important developments in the area of human resources for small businesses, but in the area of health for human beings in a long time, their health savings accounts. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you here. Ryan, do you agree with me with the statement that I just made about how important HSAs are to not only to human beings getting health care coverage, but to small business owners being able to be competitive with benefits? Would you agree with that it's one of the most important developments in a long, long time?
Absolutely, Jim. At Destiny Health, we're not only committed to consumer-driven healthcare, but also to solutions that make sense for businesses. We think health savings accounts are, as you've said, a great solution for consumer-driven healthcare and therefore a huge opportunity for small businesses.
Now, let's take them back and do a little history. And as I said earlier and previously before you got here, Ryan, that if anybody's been listening to my show for very long, you know, we're going to teach them some new stuff about HSAs today, but we don't have to tell them what they are because they know what they are. But before there were HSAs, there were MSAs. And their MSAs are probably, what, about 4 years old, something like that?
Yeah, maybe a little more.
Okay. Tell us what an MSA was.
An MSA was really an experiment put together by the Treasury and IRS to enable people to put away tax-preferred dollars for their health care. Mm-hmm. I say an experiment because it was temporary. The MSA law had a sunset.
There actually was a limit to how many they could actually sell of these things.
Yes, exactly.
Was it 750,000 or something like that?
Yes, that's correct. And that limit made a lot of insurance professional advisors hesitant to recommend them to their clients.
Well, we can thank Ted Kennedy for the limit. I think he was the one that fought this the hardest. I call him the arch enemy of small business. Senator Ted Kennedy, the senior senator of Massachusetts. He's the only politician we really give that much of a hard time to, Ryan. But you can thank him for that because He doesn't like HSAs. He doesn't like MSAs, and so he was the one that made sure that there was a limit on how many. And so what happened was, Ryan, as you know, MSAs became one of the best kept secrets in the world, didn't it?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. MSAs, to your point, were a great opportunity for people who knew about them and knew how to use them, but that was the very problem, that not enough people knew about them, not enough people knew how they worked and what their value was or could be.
Mm-hmm.
So HSAs are a great step in the right direction.
Let's talk about the way the product actually breaks down. There are two parallel universes that work together, really, aren't there? There's an investment side and a healthcare side. Tell us about that.
That's correct. In order to have an HSA or an MSA in the recent past, you need to have a qualified high deductible plan. What that means is an insurance plan that covers your health care costs once you exceed an annual deductible.
$1,000, $5,000, whatever.
The MSAs had a slightly more restrictive limitation on what high deductibles you were allowed. HSAs are much more liberal. You can have a deductible anywhere from $1,000 up to your point, $5,000 for a single person and minimum $2,000 for a family. Mm-hmm. The second component is the savings vehicle that you can use to fund your health care costs before you get to your deductible. So that's essentially what a health savings account is. It's a savings account that you can use to pay for health care costs before you get to your health plan's $1,000 deductible.
So the money, if when you have medical bills, medical expenses, you can either go ahead and pay for them because you're self-insured up to that amount, or you can draw out of the money that you set aside in the savings side, right?
Correct. And the beauty of a health savings account, other than being tax-preferred, is that whatever you don't use, you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why we're so excited about them.
And it's deductible. So, if you've got taxable income, it's the savings account. I mean, it's all deductible, isn't it?
Correct.
The whole amount, both the medical and the savings account are both tax-deductible?
Whether the health plan is deductible depends on whether you're employed or not. Right now, and President Bush has proposed that individuals can have the health insurance deductible.
Right.
It'll be a very nice development. But
if you're employed,
you are,
if you're employed and the company is providing the health care, the insurance part, that is deductible, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And now you guys conducted a survey, and we talked about the best-kept secret. But we're going to go to a break in about a minute or so. But before we go there, I want you to tell people, in case they didn't believe me when I said this was the best-kept secret, tell folks what you found out in your survey about what people knew about HSAs and MSAs.
Well, our survey showed that about two-thirds of people are interested in this type of account. Now, that's independent of whether or not they know about it. But there's huge interest. The problem, though, is that less than half of them actually know about HSAs. And my guess is that of those 30% of people who know about HSAs, they don't know much detail. They're very new.
They've only been around since December 1st as an HSA, in the form of an HSA. And 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, if you called your insurance agent and you said, I want to buy an MSA, one of two things would have happened. They would have said, well, we have them, but I don't know much about them. Or on the other side, they would have said, we don't sell those. And so how can we find out about things if they're not really all that available? HSAs are different. When we come back, Brian's going to explain to us why, and other reasons why HSAs are different and why you need to know about them, especially as a small business owner. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ryan Levine. He's with Destiny Health.
She's got it.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Ryan Levine, Vice President of Product Development and Risk Management with Destiny Health. Ryan, take a half a minute and tell us a little bit about Destiny Health.
Well, Destiny Health is a company that's committed to consumer-driven health insurance. We have more than a decade of experience and success in consumer-driven healthcare. Our parent company has more than 1.5 million members on consumer-driven health plans worldwide. But we really do have consumer-driven healthcare as a focus, and therefore HSAs are something that's very exciting to us.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny Health focuses on creating the right incentives for members to be healthy, to live healthy lifestyles, and to be more engaged in their healthcare. And to that end, 71% of Destiny Health plan members say that consumer-driven health plans are better than managed care plans and alternatives. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some real success in members being engaged in their healthcare, members thinking about what healthcare they get before they get it.
Right, and which they do, are more likely to do, if a portion of it is coming out of their pocket, and if they stay healthy, and if they're smart and thrifty medical care consumers, They get to keep what they don't waste.
Exactly. We believe in empowering members to bring healthcare costs under control in those areas where they have the opportunity to do that.
And that's where HSAs have it all over the managed care programs, isn't it?
Yes. The key component of an HSA is the fact that whatever you don't use of your HSA, you keep.
Mm-hmm.
That changes people's mindset about healthcare because for the first time they understand that there's a financial consequence to their healthcare purchases, and that by being responsible about purchasing healthcare, they can actually save money.
And keep that money.
Yes.
They're not just, and see, that's the beautiful part about HSAs. They're not just saving the company money, or they're not just saving the insurance company money. They're not doing this great altruistic thing of helping the overall healthcare system. They're putting money in their own pockets, tax-deductible money in their own pockets, potentially.
Exactly, and an HSA balance can carry forward from one year to the next,
yep.
Or does carry forward from one year
to
the next.
It's very much like an IRA in that way, isn't it? The investment part of it works very much like an IRA, doesn't it?
Exactly. The interest growth is tax-free, and you can get access to it. If you draw on it before age 65, there is a penalty plus tax.
For anything other than health care?
Correct.
Right.
Health care is completely tax-free when you
right.
pay for it with your HSA.
With the investment part of your HSA, right?
Yes.
Okay. But then after 65, what?
After 65, the intention is that you continue to use it for health care. If you decide to cash it in, you can do that with no penalty, simply income tax payable
and
on the cash out balance.
At the rate that you are experiencing at that time.
Correct.
All right. What about over 70? What about when you get over 70? Is there a difference there? Is it the same thing?
Once you're over 65, the tax penalty falls away.
Right.
You're subject to normal income tax.
Just the tax situation.
Yeah.
But the yield bills tax free, doesn't it? Whatever.
Yeah.
And Ryan, when I think about how much money I would have in the bank right now if when I was 20, I've been very blessed with good protoplasm, and I've been a healthy person all my life so far. And when I think about all the money that's been spent by me and by my employers over the years on health care insurance, when I think about if I had had HSAs 25 years ago, how much money I would have in the bank, it'd be a lot of money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have a big balance in your HSA.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what are some things that we need to do? What can we do to let people know more about HSAs? What are some things that you and I need to do to get the word out about this? Is there more education? Is there a phone number, a website they can go to find out more about this?
Well, there's a lot of information about HSAs on the web. For one, you can get information on our website, destinyhealth.com.
Destinyhealth.com, okay.
That's correct. We offer HSA plans, and we have other variations of consumer-driven plans if an HSA is not exactly what you're looking for.
Now, when you say HSA plans, does that include managing the investment side if you want them to, if they want you to?
Jim, that's an interesting point, because I think one of the key things people should be looking for when looking at HSAs is the integrated administration of the savings account and the health plan.
So you recommend that you buy them together from the same company, not get the insurance from one company and invest the money separately?
That's correct, because when you go to your doctor, if you want to be able to use your HSA to pay for that doctor office visit,
right,
and also get that cost to accumulate towards your annual deductible, you want a one-stop shop. You don't want to have to pay for the visit and then submit a claim to your insurance company.
Having them together like that, I can see where it would offer a lot of simplification. And that's one way to think about it, folks. Ryan, would you come back again another day and continue to educate us about HSAs?
I sure will.
Well, we'll get you back on another day. Thank you for the information today. Good job.
Thank you.
Ryan Levine, ladies and gentlemen, with Destiny Health. He'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Yo no soy marinero,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.